The shir is dedicated to Yilui Nishma Sof Chaim Yisuchu Ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, Chaim Feigenbaum. He should be a Melech Yosef for his family, V'yanuach B'sholom Al Mishkavoy. The topic we will be discussing today is one of the most fascinating and one of the broadest sugya in Shulchan Aruch HaChaim and in the Gemara. Hashoymeya Ka'ayna B'chol Makom. We will be dealing with a basic interpretation of Shomea Ka'ayna. When one hears, it is as if he says or recites. And based on this definition, we all know a person could be Yotze Kriya Shema Tefillah Broches any mitzvah shebedibur by listening in, by hearing other people say those broches, those tefillahs, in the condition that there is kavonas shomea and kavonas mashmia. And there's a very well-known, very famous machloikis between the Chazon Ish and the Beis Halevi regarding the interpretation of this halacha. So I wrote a kuntras many years ago in which I brought first version, 25 rayas, lakan ulakan, 25 different sources. And because the Beis Halevi deals with Birchas Koyanim, at the beginning of the Kuntis, I quoted the Pusik, Ko Tavorchu es Bnei Yisrael, Ko Eschof Hei, Begematria 25. A few days later, I had another raya. So that was Kaminyan Shem Havaya. A week later, three additional sources. So I started with the Pusik, Anoisen Layuav Koyach. Koyach Eschof Ches, Ulein Oinem Otzmu Yarba. A few weeks later, I had five more sources, five more rayas. So I opened with the posseg, Gal Einai. Gal is Lamed Gimel. Gal Einai v'abitin aflos meterosecho. Three more rayas, and that's the latest version. Lu chochomo yaskilu zois. Lu is Lamed Vav. Well, I'm not looking for any more rayas because I ran out of psukim. So latest version of this kuntres is Lamed Vov Rayas. And I wrote about this in Minchas Osho Bamidbor, Siman Yud Gimel, once again, Minchas Osho Moyadim Chelek Beis and Purim. Today in this short shiur, we definitely will not be discussing all 36 sources, but some of them. But what is, in my point of view, very important, after explaining the Beis Halevi, the Chazon Ish, and bringing various sources to elaborate and strengthen each of the two opinions, each of the two interpretations, I will offer a third approach, which in my opinion is the real valid one, which I think is Emes Lamitui. So we find in Beis Halevi al HaTorah that the Beis Halevi is Mechadesh. Even though Shomea Ka'ayna is relevant to all the mitzvahs shebedibur, Birchas Koyanim would be an exception. And one Koyan cannot be moitzi other Koyanim in Birchas Koyanim, even though they're standing right next to him. Benesias Kapayim. Because in Soita Daf Lamed Ches and Shulchan Aruch Kuf Chof Ches and Aruch Chaim, we learn that Birchas Koyanim has to be Bekol Ram. So the Beis Halevi argues, Shomea Ka'ayna Amru, Aval Shomea is not Ka'ayna Bekol Ram. And whenever there are specific conditions in the way one has to say those tefillahs or brochas, and it is not sufficient merely quoting or reciting those brochas, you have to say them in a special way, like Kol Ram, Shomea Ka'ayna does not apply. An interesting anecdote is related in Shalos HaTshuvos Reishis Bikurim Siman Dalet. The Reishis Bikurim was Rebbe Tzalal HaKoyen, the great Gaon of Vilna. He was Av Beis Din in Vilna together with his brother Reb Shloimeh HaKoyen. And in Siman Dalet, he says that once he traveled in Italy, and he was in Trieste. And when they got to Birchas Koyanim, obviously it was a Sephardi community, they approached him and they told him that in our Kehillah, we have a minhag. When we have a very choshev a kohen, a big Talmud Chochem, then he is moitzi all the other kahanim at Berachas Kohanim. So the Betzalel HaKohen writes that when he heard about that interesting minhag, what came to mind was that maybe that's pshat in the Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof Dalet. Hamafti benovi, who poris al shema, who over lefnei ateva, who noseh et kapav. And all the commentators of the Mishnah have difficulty. What do you mean, who noseh et kapav? Isn't it a mitzvah on all the Kohanim? So the Reishis Bikurim writes, well, maybe the Mishnah is based on Minag Triesta, because he was mafta benovi, and he didn't get a proper aliyah, only novi, so he is given compensation. Poris al shema, over lefnei ateva, and he is moitzi all the other Kohanim, yidei chayvosa. I just want to note that two of the great commentaries of the Mishnah wrote this pshat before Rebbe Tzalel HaKohen, and that's the Shoshanam LeDovid, Rebbe David Pardo, and the Beis Dovid. In Sefer Mincha Charevo, Soite Lamed Ches, Rebbe Pinchas Epstein writes that he heard from Rebbe Zalman Sender Shapira, one of the great Gaonim in Litta, the father of the Dvar Avram, that he heard from the Beis Halevi that if the Beis Halevi would have seen this Reishis Bikurim and he would have been aware that that is the minhag in Triesta, then he would regret what he argued, that Babirchas Kohanim we do not say Shemei Kohen. To me, it seemed very strange. The Beis Halevi I know, I don't think he would retract because of hearing some minhag in Triesta. So, I was happy to see a letter printed in the Kuntres Achen of that sefer from Reb Simcha Zele Grigor, who was the Poisik in Brisk at the time of Reb Chaim Brisker, and he totally disclaims that Shemua, and he totally disputes it. He writes that he doesn't think that the Beis Halevi ever regretted or ever would regret what he argued. Similar chiddush to the Beis Halevi writes that Tzofnas Paneach, one of the greatest gedolim in recent generations, Tzofnas Paneach al Rambam Chelak Alef Daf Ayin Zayin, he explains why is there a very common minig that we all are familiar with, that all the congregants say Aseres B'nei Homon, and they're not yoitze with the Shliach Tzibu. Says the Tzofnas Paneach, because in Megillah Daf Tzayin we learn that the Aseres B'nei Homon have to be read by Neshim Achas. Shomea Ko'ina Amru, but Shomea is not Ko'ina B'Neshim Achas. When we need a special form and fashion of Dibur, of Kriya, it is not enough to merely read, but you need to read B'Neshim Achas, we would not say Shomea Ko'ina. And that is similar to the Beis Halevi. The Chazon Ish Simachov Tes Ba'arichus, I think primarily in Ois Gimel, but starting off in Ois Aleph, the Chazon Ish writes that Shomea Ko'ina will always be relevant. And he explains. Obviously, the Beis Halevi understood the concept of Shomea Ko'ina, that Etzem Hashmia is sufficient, just as Aniyah is sufficient. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shomea Tfilas Kol Peh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gam Shomea Tfilat Kol Ozen. And a person could daven with his ears and not only with his mouth. Shmia is sufficient, just as good as Dibu. According to this understanding, the Beis Halevi and the Tzofnas Paneach make sense. Maybe Shmia is sufficient when all we need is tefillah or bracha. But when we need a special type of dibur, kol ram, there's no such thing that a person hears but kol ram. Hu yachol lishmua kolot ramim, aval lo yachol lishmua kol ram. Hu yachol lishmua ma shekurim b'neshim achas, aval lo yachol lishmua b'neshim achas, because there is no connection between the breath and your eardrums. And therefore, in these specific halachas in which we need neshim achas or kol ram, we would not say Shomea Ko'ina. However, the Chazanish argues, in my understanding, Shemea Ka'ina is not that the Etzem Shemea would be sufficient, but rather, when one hears the brochas of another, he is Yaitza with the brochas that other person said. Somewhat similar to Shlichus. It is not that Shlichus is relevant by brochas or Kriya Shema. We made it clear many different occasions that there is no Shlichus regarding the mitzvahs that are essentially avoidus Elohim, and they are upon the Gavra. Not the outcome is what is important in those mitzvahs. However, Shomea Kohen would be similar to Shlichus. And just like we find in the concept of Shlichus that one person does and another person is Yaitze, same basic, similar rule would be Shomea Kohen. Reuven says the brochas, and Shimon is Yaitze with Reuven's brochas. It is not that his Shemiah in itself would be considered tefillah or brocha, but Shemiah enables him to be yotze with that other person's brochas, and therefore, the Chazanish argues, if that other person said Berchas Kohenim b'kol ram, and he said Aseres Menachim b'Menashim Achas, the one listening in is yotze, as if he would have said Beneshim Achas u'Bekol Olam. Those are the two different interpretations of the concept of Shomea Kohen. I will not relate to 36 sources, but let's bring some of them just to further clarify the basic ideas. Shlichoi Shalodom Kemoisoi. It's one of the big sugyas in Shas, primarily Beresh Perik Beis the Kedushin. But it is only once in the entirety of Shisha Sidra Mishnah that we find this concept. Where is that? Brochas Lamed Aleph, referring to Shomea Kohenah, which would be a surprise to many. Shliach Tzibur Shito'o, Siman Ra L'Sholchov, Mepnei Shishomea Kohenah, Mepnei Shishalichu Shalodom Kemoisei. So the only source and the only time that we find the concept of Shlichoi Shalodom Kemoisoi in Mishnah is dealing with a Shliach Tzibur, Mepnei Shishluchoi Shalodom Kemoisoi. This obviously would indicate that there is some kesher between Shlichus and Shomea Kohen. As I said just a few moments ago, we cannot say Shomea Kohen is Medin Shlichus, so why does he need to hear if it's Shlichus? Shlichus also wouldn't apply. And obviously the Mishnah deals specifically with a Shliach Tzibur, and that is a broader concept than Shomea Kohen. Shomea Kohen is even between individuals, between Reuven and Shimon, Shliach Tzibur. Becholzo, to Shliach Tzibur by his mere definition. But nevertheless, every Shliach Tzibur is based on Shomea Kohenah. So this would indicate that there's some kesher between the two halachos. One could still argue it is only the words, and the Mishnah doesn't really mean anything similar to Shlichus. However, Rabbeinu Yoinah on the spot writes, Mepnei Shishlichus Shalodom Kemoisa Kedi Alfinim Beresh Perik Beis the Kedushin. So Rabbeinu Yoinah did understand that we're dealing with some form of Shlichus. And this would lend credence to the understanding of the Chazon Ish, that there is some level of similarity, of dimyon between Shomea Kohenah and Shlichus Shalodom Kemoisa. In both cases, one does, and it helps the other. B'mitzvot shebemaisa, it is the concept of shlichus. B'mitzvot shebedibur, Shomea Kohenah. Similarly, Shayin Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos, in the halachas of Kiddush, we find the machlokes between two great achronim, the Oile Shabbos and the Tosefes Shabbos. The Oile Shabbos argues it is preferable that a person makes Kiddush himself, not to be yoytze with others, because mitzvah bo yoytze mebishluchoi. Tosefes Shabbos argues, what does it have to do with mitzvah bo yoytze mebishluchoi? When a yoytze medin shomei koine, that is bo, that is not bishluchoi, you're listening. And he has yoytze with his ears, he's yoytze with his listening in, and therefore he is considered the one that performs the mitzvah on his own, and that's not shluchoi. That is the argument of the Tosefes Shabbos. However, the Yoytze Shabbos says, it is preferable that you make Kiddush yourself because mitzvah bo yoytze mebishluchoi. Shulchan Aruch Alav Simereish Yud Gimel is similar to the Yoytze Shabbos. It is always preferable to daven yourself, to lane yourself, to say the brochas yourself because mitzvah bo yoytze mebishluchoi. As I explained, Tosefes Shabbos says, has nothing to do with mitzvah bo yoytze mebishluchoi. We already find Tosefos twice in Shas, Brochas Chof Alef Amid Beis and Sukkah Lamed Ches Amid Beis, that it is preferable to say yourself and not to be yoytze by others, but Tosefos doesn't explain precisely why. In Brochas, the formulation in Tosefos is Hidur Mitzvah, in Sukkah Mitzvah Men Amufchar, it is only those achroinim that say mitzvah bo yoytze mebishluchoi. And I think the machloikis is dependent on the two different basic interpretations. According to the Chazon Ish, yes, it would be similar to the argument of mitzvah bo yoytze mebishluchoi. Because in Shomei HaKohen as well, we say that ploini is yoytze bebirchosoi shel almoini. However, according to the understanding of the Beis Halevi or the Tzofen Spaneach, that the Sefer Shabbos is right. Shmiya is sufficient in itself. And therefore, that is mitzvah bo. It has nothing to do with shlichus. Brochas Chof Alef Amud Beis, we find a machloikis between two rishonim, Rashi and Balei HaTosfos. When a person is be'emtza tefilas halachash, and the shliach tzibur gets to kadosh v'kedusha, what is he supposed to do? Rashi's opinion is, he should stop davening and listen, and be yoytze b'shomei HaKohanim. The two greatest Balei HaTosfos, Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, both reject Rashi's opinion, and they argue, if we say Shomei HaKohanim, let's say Sidei Chayva, Shomei would also be Ka'ayna Legabe Hefsik. And therefore, if he stops the middle of Tefillas Halachash, and he listens, and he has intention to be yoytze with Shomei HaKohanim, that would be considered a hefsek, and therefore, according to their opinion, he should just keep on davening. Don't stop. You cannot be yoytze with Shomei HaKohanim, because that would be considered a hefsek. This machloikis, obviously, would also be very well understood according to the above-mentioned two different interpretations. Because if Shomei HaKohanim is pshat that the person listening is yoytze with the other person's brachas, obviously, we would have no difficulty standing shittas Rashi. Shomei HaKohanim is sufficient to be yoytze, but it's not considered a hefsek because the one listening actually didn't do anything by himself. He is only yoytze with the other person's brachas. However, if we accept the interpretation of the Beis Halevi, then if listening is significant to be yoytze, why would it not be significant to be considered a hefsek? The Tzlach on the spot in Brochas Chof Alef argues against the psak of the Mogen Avraham in Simen Kuf Ayin Daled in Or HaChaim. The Mogen Avraham Kuf Ayin Daled says, in every case of Sofek Brochas, when the halacha is Sofek Brochas Lahokel, Eitze Toive Komashmalan, we have a very simple solution. You can listen to another person saying that same brocha if he is Mechuyiv and Shomei HaKohanim. The Tzlach argues against the Mogen Avraham. According to Balei HaTosfos, Shomei HaKohanim is considered a Hefsek, it will also be considered a Moitzi Shem Shomayim Levatol. And this brings us once again back to the basic question. Shemaya Kohen is Mamish Kohen. It is considered as if he himself said those same brochas. In that case, still would be a problem of Moitz Hashem Shemayim Revetolah. However, if he is merely Yoitzu with the brochas of an other person, that wouldn't be considered Hoitzu Hashem Shemayim Revetolah or Brocha Revetolah. So all these different sources, different sfeikas, l'chaira, are dependent in the two basic interpretations. How do we understand the concept of Shemaya Kohen? Before moving on, maybe one more interesting source, and that's in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel and Hilchos Berachos Hamazon. Asor Dvorim Nemru B'Kosher Brocha, one of them is Ituf. Many Rishonim explain Ituf Kisui Roish. The Darkei Moshe, the Ramo on the spot, asks, what's the Chiddush of Berachos Hamazon? Never could you be Moitzi Shem Shemayim B'Gilui Roish. That is a very simple halacha. So what is unique about Berachos Hamazon that needs Ituf? The Darkei Moshe answers, in other brochas, only the person actually saying the brocha needs to cover his head. But the one that's listening does not need to cover his head. And that is the special halacha of Ituf by Kosher Brocha. The Bach rejects the Darkei Moshe, and the Bach says, no, that doesn't make sense. By each and every brocha, if we say Shemaya Kohen, then the person listening also needs to cover his head because he is considered as if he said that same brocha on his own. Therefore, according to the Bach, the concept of Ituf means you need an additional head cover. And based on the opinion of the Bach, many are noyheg by Berachos Hamazon to bring their hat or their shtreimel, even though they have a yarmulke on their heads. How would we explain the machlokes between the Ramo and the Bach? According to the same lines as our previous sources, according to the Beis Halevi, I think the Bach is right. If Shomei is considered as if he is davening, he is saying that same brocha, because listening is just as good as talking, as saying, as reciting. So just like the Mevorich needs to cover his head, same rule would apply to the Shomea. According to the Chazon Ish, no. Shmiah is only a tool. Shmiah enables me to be yotze with that other person's brocha, but he is the one saying the brocha and not me. Therefore, maybe the Shomea would not be required to cover his head only because of the special halacha of Ituf by Kosher Brocha. So we have brought various sources to substantiate both approaches, Chazon Ish and Beis Halevi. However, if you will go through the entire kuntres of 36 sources, at the end of this lengthy journey, we are somewhat confused. And there seem to be many stiras. Bedivre haramo, bedivre abach, bedivre mishneh brura. I want to suggest a third approach. And in my opinion, Shemaya Kohena does not mean that Shmia is sufficient, just like Aniyah is sufficient. No. We would say Shmia is considered as if he was Oina, but not because he is Yotze with that other person's bracha. And the other person would be considered somewhat as his agent or his shaliach. No. But rather because his Shmiah is considered as if he himself would say what he heard. And that is based on our profound understanding of the relationship between Aniyah and Shmiah. So let me say it in somewhat of a poetical fashion. Basorah Mamoritz Nivrahu Olam Perekei Masechet Avos. So we do not know exactly what was created with each and every one of those Asorah Mamorim. Libi Oimali, that the vocal cords and the eardrums were created in the same Maima. B'dibur Echod Ne'emru. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't create eardrums, he also wouldn't create vocal cords. What point is there in Dibur if Shmiah doesn't exist? What point is there in Shmiah if speech would be non-existent? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to talk because he is a Boichin Kaloyes Velev. Shmiah and Dibur are one and the same, and they are intertwined by their very nature. That is the interpretation of Shmiah Kohen. And this understanding dawned upon me many years ago, spurred by a gewaltige kasha. What is the source of Shmiah Kohen? The Gemara Sukkah Lamed Ches brings it from Malachim Beis, Perek Chof Beis. In Sefer Melachim, the story is told about in the days of Yashio HaMelech, they found the Sefer Torah and they weren't familiar with that Sefer. And Shafan, who was a scholar, was brought before the Melech to read that Sefer. And he read the mitzvahs out of the Sefer Torah. And the Pasuk says, HaDvorim HaShekoro Melech Yehuda. But the Melech didn't read. Shofan read before the Melech. It is from here that we learn Shmiah Kohen. So I have two gewaltige kashas. Number one, Shmiah Kohen definitely and obviously and evidently is a Dioraisa. It works by Kriya Shema, which is a mitzvah Dioraisa. If the source of Shmiah Kohen is in Sefer Melachim, Divrei Kabbal Alavke, Divrei Torah Damien, how could it be a Din Dioraisa if its only source is in Divrei Kabbalah? The other problem we have, the Kriya described in Sefer Melachim was not a Kriya Shel Mitzvah. It was not a Kriya of Chiyuv or Mitzvah in which one person has to be Meyitz the others. It was a Kriya Shel Rishus. They were reading the Sefer. It wasn't L'Shem Mitzvah, and it was not to be Yoytz Yedei Choyves. So how do we know the Din of Shmiah Kohen? My conclusion, my maskona, my understanding would be, all we learn from these psukim is the nature and the interaction between Shmiah and Dibur. Shofan was the one that read, Yoshio that was the one that listened, and nevertheless, the pasuk says, "Esadvorim ashekoro melech Yehuda." So when one listens to the other, listening would be considered as if the one listening said those same words which he listened to, which were uttered by the one reading to him. And it is from this diok that Chazal developed the profound understanding and the interaction between Shmiah and Dibur, and Misvora they determined, based on this understanding, so it is not exeris a kosev that we find in Divrei Kabbalah, because Divrei Kabbalah are not the Uraisa, lafke Divrei Torah. It is the svara and understanding which Chazal developed out of the diuk b'sefer Melachim, and that is a Uraisa. So that is my understanding of Shmiah Kohen, based on the natural connection between the Shmiah and the Ein. And I think this new understanding is miyashiv and reconciles many stidus in this sugya. After this idea became clear in my mind, I think that is the kavon of the Chazanish. When we go through Simachoftas and Chazanish, which is a very unique siman, different than all the other ksuvim of the Chazanish, I once heard that this was written by the Chazanish at a very, very young age, but I am not qualified to determine this as a historical fact. I don't know. But that is my feeling. The Chazanish, once and twice, and once again, speaks about the hishtatfus, the shituf, the hischabrus of the Shemaya and Oina, who become as one. Those aren't the formulations of the concept of shlichus. So my feeling is that that is the kavona of the Chazon Ish. It is the nature of Shmiya and Dibur. HaShemaya v'hamedaber have one and the same endeavor, and they are engaged in one and the same phenomenon. And therefore, Shomea Koina also legabe yetzias yidei choivo. And maybe the Chazon Ish l'shitosoi, because not long ago I wrote a tshuva, asked by a younger man whether he could be moitzi his aunt that lives in a different shchuna. She lives all on her own. She is embarrassed to knock on the door of neighbors. And she asked him to be moitzi her, Havdola Moitzi Shabbos, on the phone. It's a tremendous terche for him to travel every Moitzi Shabbos to her house to be moitzi her. So this is a very well-known discussion. Rav Moshe has two tshuvas, whether one could be Yoitze Mekle Megillah with a microphone. He is noita that yes, he can, but nevertheless, because it's chadoshes, he is deterred by bringing new menhagim unto the Beis HaMedesh. Justly so. So Rav Moshe says, even though by basic halachic definition he thinks that one could be yoitze with a microphone, but it is not recommended, and therefore it is better to split the minyan into smaller minyanim to avoid the need to use a mic. Reb Shmuel Zalman, Mincha Shloimeh, Chelek HaRishon, Siman Tes, makes it very clear that one cannot be yoitze neither with a telephone nor with a microphone because he isn't hearing a human voice. It is a reproduction similar to the human voice, but produced by electromagnetics. The vibrations of the membrane, either in the phone, the receiver you're holding in your hand, or the microphone, which is translated to electromagnetic signals and reproduced to resemble a human voice. What you're hearing is not a human voice, but an electronic voice, so how could you be yoitze? However, Reb Shmuel Zalman, in footnote number 4, writes, I asked the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish says that it's bechlal not a milsa de pshita, one cannot be yoitze. Maybe he could. And Reb Shmuel Zalman writes, lo yoradati l'soiv dati, it's a milsa de tmiya. For many years I thought the same. But after I understood the new interpretation of Shemaya Koina, I can understand the basic approach of the Chazon Ish and Reb Moshe. I don't mean to say I totally agree with them. I still think it's a big chiddush. And I still feel that probably Reb Shmuel Zalman is right. But I understand their point. And their point is this. Who says Shemaya Koina is only if you actually hear the human voice in itself? Shemaya Koina is based on the nature of the interaction between a person speaking to others and others listening to him. And therefore, when you hear a mic, or even a telephone conversation, it is in real time. It is immediate and spontaneous. And the voice you're hearing is totally similar to the human voice of the person speaking at this very same moment. And therefore, the rule of Shomea Koina would still apply, even though we know scientifically that it is not his voice. That does not affect the concept of Shomea Koina. So maybe the Chazon Ish is l'shitasoi, in the way I explained the Chazon Ish in Siman Choftes, in Chazon Ish on Or HaChaim. I know that what I said today will seem to many as a tremendous chiddush. So I want to quote once again something I heard from the Gaon Rav David Lipschitz, Saval Karov. After the Holocaust, he was in America. I had a very close relationship with Rav David Lipschitz. Very, very special Talmud Chochem Otzum, very special person. And he was a Talmud of Rav Shimon Shkop. And he told me that Rav Shimon sometimes in the yeshiva, when he said one of his big chidushim in his special style, he used to say that you need to get used to a svara, like you need to get used to a new suit. Person goes to the tailor, buys a new suit, for some reason feels uncomfortable, and the tailor tells him, it's beautiful. You just have to get used to it. Take it home, give me a call next week, and I think you'll be happy with it. Shimon used to say, sometimes you need to get used to a new sfora, like you need to get used to a new suit. When I heard this from Reb David many years ago, I loved it, because sometimes I really feel that I have to use the same type of persuasion. But after many years, I was so excited to find the same statement in Tshuvas HaRashbo. Tshuvas HaRashbo, Miyuchasot Tzimen Tzadik Dalet. The Rashbo writes a Chiddush, and I'm quoting the Lashon of the Rashbo. Ulefi sheyadati sichlecho yofa, agid lecha davar, boli yodi, ma she'amarti. Afo pishenech leku alai kol chaverai, all my friends reject my svora. Midati she'ein machlokosom rak mitzad hahergel, ma shelo hurgal nasa lahem zar. Va'ata binapo yofa shelcho tavor ocher. So the Rashbi says, I was mechadesh hasvora. Nobody agrees to me, but it is only because they aren't used to what I said. They need to get used to it. So I know that what I said today might seem to many as a big chiddush, but it's like a new suit. Well, sometimes a person buys a new suit and he doesn't get used to it. And he comes back after a month and he said, no, I don't like it. Let's change it. Sometimes. Well, I did get used to it. Seems great to me. Each and every one will have to choose for himself. We started the shiur today with the concept of Shomei HaKoina. What does it have to do with the week's parasha? I just forgot to quote at the beginning of the shiur, Soita Lamed Amud Beis. There's a machlokes in what fashion did Bnei Yisrael say Shiras Hayam. Rabbi Akiva says, Moshe said, Ushiru L'Hashem. The entire people said, Ushiru L'Hashem. Ki go go, they said, Ushiru L'Hashem. Only Moshe went through all the psukim of the shira. The people just said the refrain, Oshiro Lashem, Ka'odam Hamakre Sahalel, in Sukkah Daf Lamed Cheslash. He writes, like a person that is Moitzi Acherim Yedei Chevosam. So the first time in history that Klal Yisrael made use of Shomei HaKoina was before the Torah was given, Shira Sayam. Shira Sayam was one of the highest moments in the history of the Jewish people. Also, Shifcha Alayam Mashal Eroi Yecheskel V'Kol HaNeviim. Yecheskel and all the prophets did not see what the simple people saw at Shira Sayam. Mishor Shom Yisrael Shira Sayam, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyom Shebarosi Olomi, Loihoyo Misha Omer Afonai Shiro. I salvaged all the malishan, he didn't say Shira. I saved Noach from the Mabul, he didn't say Shira. Avram was salvaged from Ur Kasdam, Kifshan away, she did not say Shira. The same Yitzchok from the Akedah, Yanka from Lavan and from Esav, Ad Sha'omri Yisrael Shir Aliyah. Well, the Ovis davened, Avraham Tikkun Shachas, Yitzchok Tikkun Mincha, Yaakov Tikkun Arvis. They thanked. They gave praise and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what is unique about Shira? Rashi brings, as Yoshia, Olo Belibom Shia Shiro Shiro. Obviously, Rashi wants to explain the Lashon Osid, as Yoshia, why not as Shar? So Rashi says, because before they sang, Olo Belibom Shia Shiro Shiro, and the Maral and Gur Aryeh is astounded. And he says, well, everything we do is Seif Masa B'Mechshavet Techilah. That is unique. That is what the human mind is all about. So everything a person does is Koidem Olo Belibom. When he talks, Olo Belibom Shiyadaber. When he eats, Olo Belibom Shiyochal. When he walks, Olo Belibom Shiyalech. So what is unique about Shiro? The Maral explains. Shiro is belave. Shiro is different than any other form of expression. Oda machriach atzmoi shiyedaber. Shiro is always spontaneous. Ashira poretzet min alev kasher alev oler gdotav. That is what is unique about Shiro. And therefore, it is only regarding the Shira that Rashi writes, Olo belibam shiyo shiro shiro. When your heart overflows, that is when Shiro comes to be. Chassidim tell a story. It's a beautiful Chassidim Shamais. When the great Tzaddik Reb Uri of Strelik passed away, when his Talmidim were around his deathbed, he said, there is a young tzaddik in the Ukraine who is a Kodesh V'Tohar. V'lo Yosef, Satam V'lo Piresh. When he closed his eyes, V'ala B'Sara Shamayma, after the Shiva, the Hasidim Natlu Liyadam Et Makel Nedudam, and they embarked on the journey to find their new Rebbe. They went Me'ir L'Ir U'Mekvar L'Kvar M'Chatzer L'Chatzer. And their nefesh did not find satisfaction until they arrived in Ruzhin. And when they saw the avoid of Rebbe Sol Meruzhin, they knew and they felt in their hearts, he is the one. He is the one. And it is about him that their great Rebbe of blessed memory said, that is the young tzaddik in the Ukraine. So the Hasidim went into Rebbe Sol and they said, we're looking for a Rebbe and we want to be your Hasidim. And he asked them, Ayin Batem. They said, we are Streleski Hasidim. Our Rebbe passed away. Rebbe Saul said, you will be most welcome, but you're obviously aware that you've got a problem. And they said, of course, we are aware. The problem being, Rebbe Uri Streleski davened with a tremendous external hispiris. He used to shout and yell and sing and with Mechias Kapayim in Ruzhin. To the contrary, Rabbi Saul davened in total silence. Rak Sfateya Na'ot Vekola Lo Yishama. So Rabbi Saul said, if you want to be my Hasidim, you have to be Noyeg Minega Mokoy. They said, goes without saying, naturally. Hasidim accept the minhagim of the Rebbe. Okay, Bruchim Aboy. First Shabbos, Streleski Hasidim came to Ruzhin. It was Parshas B'Shalach, like this week. So Berachas HaShachar, total calm and quiet. Psukei DeZimra, B'Chesed, until they reached Shiras Hayam. And it was like a cloud burst, like a tsunami. They started yelling and shouting and clapping their hands. When the davening was over, they were extremely embarrassed and heartbroken. They waited till Motzei Shabbos, took their shoes off, and went into the Rebbe to ask forgiveness. Mechilas licha v'kapora. Rebbe Saul asked them, what are you apologizing about? And they said, well, we clapped our hands. Rabbi Sol responded, wenn die Hände klatschen sich von sich allein, auf dem hat man nicht gerät. You didn't clap your hands. Your hands clap by themselves. So when it is spontaneous, that is different. And that is what is unique about Shira. Olo belibom, Shira Shiro Shiro. And that is my understanding of Rav Haigoan quoted by the Ran in Perek Arve Psoch. In Megillat Avchof we learn that Halal is said only by day. You cannot say Halal by night. So how do we say Halal B'Leil Pesach? The Ran quotes Rav Haigoan, the Halal we say B'Leil Pesach is not Halal, it is Shiro. But what is the difference how you quote it? The same prokim, the same psukim. Essentially, it is Halal. So what does that mean? And why would it make a difference, the fact that we call it Shiro and not Halal? In my understanding, that makes all the difference. Because when a person says, we could control and dictate when he is supposed to say, when he should daven and when he shall not daven. However, Shiro cannot be controlled. Shiro is always spontaneous. And therefore, Shiro is always legitimate, by day and by night. Az Yoshia Moshe Chazal Seim Perik Chelik Mikhan Atchias Amesim Netoir. V'yosad Lavoi B'Mehero V'Yameinu. We will once again say Shiro. We will once again be overwhelmed with joy and the Veikus and the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once again we will say Shiro Chadosho Shibchu Geulim. Yerotzim, we should be zoyche. Ki yamei tzeischem yeretz mitzrayim erin in the floys. And we should all say a shiro chadosho for our Kodesh Baruch Hu bebi as goyel tzedek. Bemheirav yomeinu amen.